wonder from a very different direction if work on the histories of secularism might be relevant here. Because the move towards the interiority of religion and the inner focus on religion very much reminds me of discussions of the Protestantization of belief that people like Talal Asad have identified for various religions, not just Protestantism. And thinking about histories of, say, secularism in Kemalist Turkey, Kim Shively's work on Taming Islam, you know, talks about the ways in which the space was created, or Kemalist states that, you know, religion, it's not that we're banning religion, obviously, but it's not religion is to be a matter of the heart, of faith, less about, you know, wearing a headscarf, about following certain practices, right? So I wonder if also we can find in debates about the relationship between religion and state in this period also influences. And I think about debates in the socialist bloc, you know, people often sort of very dismissive of what the secular model consisted in under state socialism. But in fact, there was very much this kind of taming of religion, but allowing some realm, except in, let's say, Hoxha's Albania and probably 1930s Soviet, but by the time we get to the post-45 period, it's a kind of secularism that allows a space for faith in your heart, but less professing of it and practicing of it in public. So that struck me very much when I read your discussion, and I would encourage you to think about whether the literature on secularism, which is an expansive field, whether that might be useful. So, thank you.
Yeah, you guys got to talk.
I guess I'll start. I guess I'll do the great injustice of saying thank you for so many directions to follow up, and I'm looking forward to continuing the conversation on ways to think about the question of productivity, or the question of material solutions, and how that ties into the broader other histories, but also ties those other histories into a question of rights and stuff as well. That would be highly productive. In terms of where something like the history of slavery comes in, it's again a backwards-forwards issue. Again, if you look at the If you look at Carrie Beecher Stowe, she has this great point in Uncle Tom's Cabin, where she says about George Harris, who's fleeing his pursuers, that if only they'd seen the sort of Hungarian nobleman, right, who's boldly like the freedom fighter, and not the slave, they would have understood this. And so she's talking about how similar these two ought to be, and the way in which this, especially this part, but way in which fugitive slave stories get retold throughout Britain in the same era, fugitive slaves from America get talked about, it's in that Harriet Beecher Stowe sense. They're part and parcel of the same thing. So it would not have surprised anybody at the time. But it's what's interesting is that that nexus point in today in scholarship gets pushed off into various parts of the history of abolitionism. So it gets pushed off into case of the Creole, or the case of a few fugitive slaves in Canada or West Indies, etc. So it goes into that story. Or in East Africa, we hear about it in that sense. Sierra Leone, we might hear about it in the regional histories. It's not, again, I don't know quite why it doesn't get put into those broader genealogies, if you will, appropriately using the term, of human rights histories, where they start with abolitionism and go forward, because the way in which I think of abolitionism is, as we know, more of a discursive set of a campaign that's not as much about law. It's about law, it's about just that it's more about the ethos and the change of ethos than about the case law. Right. And the case law actually looks at questions of asylum. It looks at questions of the legality of British interventionism in different locations. And I think it should be part of that. But again, it has had this in the historiography, it's gotten very successful. I think you see sort of something very similar with different, with the political offender, with various other strands of what was a broad category of refugee getting sort of lopped off into